Today we celebrate the feast of Theophany, Epiphany, the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. As you know, in Greek, baptizo means to completely immerse yourself in the water and to come out a new person. The Jordan River, in which the baptism takes place, has a very mystical tradition in Hebrew history. If you remember, after the death of Moses, when the Israelites were going to the Promised Land, it was Joshua who led them across the Jordan River to freedom. This is a line of demarcation, a boundary line, a line where every one of us has to make a decision to go across that line from the slavery of sin to the freedom of the children of light who make decisions about their life and who go the way of the cross, the way to freedom. It is almost sometimes counterintuitive, but the discipline of the Christian life allows us to choose our future instead of life choosing it for us. We know that if you want to succeed in any endeavor, whether it's sports or business or in research, you have to dedicate yourself to study, to physical exercises, so that you might excel, so that what you do might be called indeed beautiful and full of freedom. And so it is in the Christian life. This River Jordan marks for all of us the new Israel, the line of demarcation. No one can make the decision for you. There is no such thing as surrogate spirituality. There is only each one of us making a choice for themselves. I choose freedom. I choose the discipline of the Christian life, not because it is difficult, but because the life of sin is more difficult and more taxing, plus it takes away my freedom. The Christian life, although it has difficulties in not only promises, but it delivers freedom where we are in control of our life and we are people who make our decisions on what is best for me, not falling to peer pressure or what the culture is doing, but sometimes being very countercultural and saying, I choose what I want to do and where I want to go and how I want to live. And the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan is a reminder that there is a boundary line between good and evil, between slavery and freedom. And every time we make a good decision and do something good, we say, I choose freedom and I choose a new life for myself. Christos Christaicha.